Komoya Watamanui, France and Tine, this is your Wātea News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says the late Hinerangi Kupapuru has left a lifetime of advocacy and advice which can help guide today's leaders. The daughter of Te Rārawa leader Dame Whina Kupa died on Friday aged 87, and her nehi was today at Panguru on the northern side of Hokianga Harbour. Miss Davidson says she has been privileged over the years to spend time with the Māori Land March veteran and seen her present submissions to committees in the Waitangi Tribunal Wahine Māori Claim.
She was a fantastic kuia. She was a fantastic kaumātua. But just a big mihi to her lifelong work, always standing for, particularly for mana wahine, her lifelong work for te ao Māori being incorporated, including through education, through the systems, and just her lifelong work of being a fantastic wahine.
On other news, Patient Voice Aotearoa is disappointed funding for the 13 new cancer drugs promised during National's election campaign wasn't included in the budget. Drug buying agency Pharmac received $1.7 billion to provide ongoing access to currently available medicines, but the government is now scrambling to find some other way to fund the new drugs. Patient Voice Aotearoa spokesperson Malcolm Mulholland says patients want transparency about the drugs that can extend their lives.
One of the things that cancer patients always say to me is, I just want to know if a drug will be funded or not, and if so, when. Because then they complain. Then they can say to themselves, well, for at least a couple of months there, I may have to look to get some funds together. But at least I know that drug will be funded in September or August or whenever the case may be.
And one of the many wahine Māori recipients of a King's Birthday Honour feels it's an acknowledgement for the mahi she and her whānau have done for Māori health off the clock. Matire Howard received the King's Service Medal, with the citation noting her teaching work at the Auckland University Medical School, her general practice at Papakura Marae, her co-chairing of Te Whatu Ora's Clinical Research Steering Group, and membership of the Health Ministry's Hauora Māori Advisory Committee, and her mahi as editor of the Māori Health Review. She says she aims to challenge inequity in Māori health through innovation informed by experience.
I love the fact that I've been able to work with whānau, with people in designing interventions and in testing them and being able to demonstrate that Māori-led solutions and innovation are key to addressing inequity in our society. And it's only through addressing inequity do we actually get to thrive and flourish as a people.
That's your Wātea News.